Hello, Elva, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Elva, you are very patient. You've got the patience of Job.
Oh, I'm listening. I learn things.
Okay, good. So how can I help you today?
I called before, and you mentioned I should put some water on this top of granite cabinet topping.
Yes.
And see if it darkened it. I couldn't tell that it darkened it any. I let it sit for about 30 minutes. Water on it.
Okay, it sounds to me like it was sealed then, and...
Well, she said that they came back and sealed it three times.
When it was originally put in?
Yeah, about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And it was all right until the last, I guess, I don't know exactly, I guess it gradually started turning dark. And a few places, I've got a cold, where the... was kind of covered up, it still is light. But then, depending on how it seems to me like, just looking at it, where the cabinet came out over the surface.
And made a shadow.
It didn't darken back farther you go back, and that's why I thought maybe the light, but she doesn't have that much light in there. There's only one.
Yeah, it's really hard for me to believe. I mean, my college degree is in geology, and I just find it really, really hard to believe that the granite is what we call photochemically reactive. There are things that, in other words, regular, like organic pigments, you bet that ultraviolet light can change them. In other words, you paint something on the outside of your house, or you put a piece of fabric outside, and the color fades. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
You know, which means it gets lighter. But in your situation, for it to be photochemically reactive to where the granite gets darker, it's like unthinkable to me. That's not to mean that it can't happen. I'll tell you who I would call. I would call the Stone Center people. We've got a couple of places here in Cincinnati that sell marble and granite. One of them that comes to mind, and I think they have an outlet in Lexington, Kentucky, is Meese Distributors.
Meese?
Yeah. Do you have access to the internet?
She does.
Okay. All right. Well, here, write this down, and then I want her to go to this website, and I want her to see if she can get in touch with Howard Meese, and it's M-E-E-S.
M-E-E.
Okay,
yes.
So, and then put the word distributors after that, meesedistributors.com. They've got a very good website, and contact them and ask for Howard Meese and ask Howard what he thinks about that. I'm going to do the same on Monday because I just can't believe there's a photochemically reactive granite. The reason why is if it wasn't this was the case, if you were a granite supplier, you would never want to sell it to a customer because of the problems that you're having. See what I mean? Why do you want to go out and have to replace granite? You know, that's changing colors.
Well, she had talked to the people that installed it, which wasn't a builder, it was one I suppose he recommended, and they don't seem to know exactly what caused it or why.
Well, I know. We're going to get to the bottom of it. So I want you to contact Meese and then see what they say. Okay, Elva?
Well, that's on the website.
Yeah. Have your daughter contact Howard Meese at Meese Distributors.
Well, do you have the website? Or?
Well, it is. It's just meesedistributors.com.
188.
Well, it just all those letters together, meesedistributors.com. I don't know their telephone number for you.
Oh, nice.
But if you call, like, information in Cincinnati, Ohio, you know, if you call the operator, they'll know it. I mean, they know where Meester Distributors is. They'll give you the phone number. But I don't know their phone number off the top of my head.
Is it possible that, and I asked her this, and she said no, that the dampness was in the stone before they sealed it? And
well,
they put the sealing on there, and it just kept the moisture in there.
Well, anything's possible, Elva. You know, so talk to Howard about it and see what he has to say. I really appreciate it. Thanks for calling, Elva. I got to run to a break.